If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. Hey guys, today we're going to talk about creating products that people never want to stop buying. And this is one of those things that everyone's going to be like, well, it's obvious, it's because I create really beautiful designs. But it's actually a little more complicated than that. Or not even complicated, but just more business related than that. I think the obvious answer is we create better and better designs. And you are going to do that, right? As you go from new designer to more equipped designer, as a designer who knows what they're doing more, you're going to create better designs. You just are. Now, those of you who do not have mentorship, like you don't have anyone looking or critiquing at your work, I do want to tell you, you probably need to be looking for that, because the more we have someone who has done this before, someone who actually probably has a design degree, looking at our work, there are all kinds of things in design that are not subjective. They are objective. That includes understanding focal points and the way that things are moving and the negative space. There are certain things that's really hard not to have someone look at your work to see if you're getting better at. Okay, so that's the first point. But the second is you really need to be doing market research on your current design that you have, your current designs. That is actually how you're going to make products that people want to buy over and over again, and they always want to buy from you. So how do we do this? So the start of this is, of course, creating a lot of designs. Okay, so by creating lots of designs, what we are doing is market research. So what we're going to do is, once you create those designs, you're going to listen to what people are saying, so any kind of reviews you get. And then secondly, you are going to pay attention to purchasing patterns. And very often you will find that you have some standouts. There's some products that sell better than others. I know I have them. There are the products that over and over get sold. Okay, people just love them. And so what I'm going to do is, once I have got those products and I know which ones are doing well, you know what I do? I make more of them. It's that simple. Okay, that is good market research. If I have products that are doing well, I create more like that project or product. So the design work is similar, maybe the theme is similar, but what I want to do is make sure I'm coming up with the things that make the most sense. And that's it, you guys. That's how we produce products that people want to buy over and over again. We don't spend a lot of time just thinking about what we think would be fun or pie in the sky or copying other people's work. Instead, we do the design work that we know sells from our own shops. Or if you're in a program like Design Suite, you can also hear about what sells from guest interviews. You know, we do these guest interviews with people that are fabulous in the industry who will tell you what they think would sell well. I mean, 100% listen to that kind of stuff, because it's so important. But then also, you're just going to talk to other designers and say, like, what's selling well for you? What's going well for you? And once you kind of start seeing themes, it's really easy to then get in on that, right? But we do that in Design Suite, so it's a very tight-knit community, so we know that there isn't copying going on, that people are talking about it and using it in different genres and building it and designing it in their own ways. So we know that it's a safe environment for that kind of thing. I think it gets a little tougher when it's just kind of out in the world, which is why I always suggest, if you aren't in a program like Design Suite, that you want to spend more time really paying attention to what your own products are doing. It's going to take you longer to figure things out, but by doing that, that's what I use. That's why I have 8 shops, you guys, because I can see what's selling well, what's doing well, and how I can move forward. Okay, it's easy. That's how you find and create products that customers just want to buy over and over and over again. And if you keep doing that, you will become more and more successful.
Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.